Put your whole trust and confidence in God, who hath created you, and seek ye his help in all your affairs. Succor cometh from him alone. He succoreth whom he will with the hosts of the heavens and of the earth. Baha'u'llah. Put your whole trust and confidence in God, who hath created you, and seek ye his help in all your affairs. Succor cometh from him alone. He succoreth whom he will with the hosts of the heavens and of the earth. Baha'u'llah. My army is my reliance on God, my people, the force of my confidence in him. Baha'u'llah. My army is my reliance on God, my people, the force of my confidence in him. Baha'u'llah. And he that placed his complete trust in God, God shall, verily, protect him from whatsoever may harm him, and shield him from the wickedness of every evil plotter. Baha'u'llah. And he that placed his complete trust in God, God shall, verily, protect him from whatsoever may harm him, and shield him from the wickedness of every evil plotter. Baha'u'llah. Be not afraid of anyone, place thy whole trust in God, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Be not afraid of anyone, place thy whole trust in God, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Whatever hath befallen you, bath been for the sake of God. This is the truth, and in this there is no doubt. You should, therefore, leave all your affairs in his hands, place your trust in him, and rely upon him. He will assuredly not forsake you. In this, likewise, there is no doubt. No father will surrender his sons to devouring beasts, no shepherd will leave his flock to ravening wolves. He will most certainly do his utmost to protect his own. If, however, for a few days, in compliance with God's all-encompassing wisdom, outward affairs should run their course contrary to one's cherished desire, this is of no consequence and should not matter. Our intent is that all the friends should fix their gaze on the supreme horizon, and cling to that which hath been revealed in the tablets. Baha'u'llah. Whatever hath befallen you, bath been for the sake of God. This is the truth, and in this there is no doubt. You should, therefore, leave all your affairs in his hands, place your trust in him, and rely upon him. He will assuredly not forsake you. In this, likewise, there is no doubt. No father will surrender his sons to devouring beasts, no shepherd will leave his flock to ravening wolves. He will most certainly do his utmost to protect his own. If, however, for a few days, in compliance with God's all-encompassing wisdom, outward affairs should run their course contrary to one's cherished desire, this is of no consequence and should not matter. Our intent is that all the friends should fix their gaze on the supreme horizon, and cling to that which hath been revealed in the tablets. Baha'u'llah. Close thine eyes to all things else, and open them to the realm of the All-Glorious. Ask whatsoever thou wishest of him alone, seek whatsoever thou seekest from him alone. With a look he granteth 100,000 hopes, with a glance he healeth 100,000 incurable ills, with a nod he layeth balm on every wound, with a glimpse he freeth the hearts from the shackles of grief. He doth as he doth, and what recourse have we? He carrieth out his will, he ordaineth what he pleaseth. Then better for thee to bow down thy head in submission, and put thy trust in the all-merciful Lord. Abdul Baha. Close thine eyes to all things else, and open them to the realm of the All-Glorious. Ask whatsoever thou wishest of him alone, seek whatsoever thou seekest from him alone. With a look he granteth 100,000 hopes, with a glance he healeth 100,000 incurable ills, with a nod he layeth balm on every wound, with a glimpse he freeth the hearts from the shackles of grief. He doth as he doth, and what recourse have we? He carrieth out his will, he ordaineth what he pleaseth. Then better for thee to bow down thy head in submission, and put thy trust in the all-merciful Lord. Abdul Baha. Rest assured in the protection of God. He will preserve his own children under all circumstances. Be ye not afraid nor be ye agitated. He holds the scepter of power in his hand, and like unto a hen he gathereth his chickens under his wings. The Bab. Rest assured in the protection of God. He will preserve his own children under all circumstances. Be ye not afraid nor be ye agitated. He holds the scepter of power in his hand, and like unto a hen he gathereth his chickens under his wings. The Bab. Never lose thy trust in God. Be thou ever hopeful, for the bounties of God never cease to flow upon man. If viewed from one perspective they seem to decrease, but from another they are full and complete. Man is under all conditions immersed in a sea of God's blessings. Therefore, be thou not hopeless under any circumstances, but rather be firm in thy hope. Abdul Baha. Never lose thy trust in God. Be thou ever hopeful, for the bounties of God never cease to flow upon man. If viewed from one perspective they seem to decrease, but from another they are full and complete. Man is under all conditions immersed in a sea of God's blessings. Therefore, be thou not hopeless under any circumstances, but rather be firm in thy hope. Abdul Baha. O army of God! When calamity striketh, be ye patient and composed. However afflictive your sufferings may be, stay ye undisturbed, and with perfect confidence in the abounding grace of God, brave ye the tempest of tribulations and fiery ordeals. Abdul Baha. O army of God! When calamity striketh, be ye patient and composed. However afflictive your sufferings may be, stay ye undisturbed, and with perfect confidence in the abounding grace of God, brave ye the tempest of tribulations and fiery ordeals. Abdul Baha. Faith is the magnet which draws the confirmation of the Merciful One. Abdul Baha. Faith is the magnet which draws the confirmation of the Merciful One. Abdul Baha. When a man has faith, all the mountains of the world cannot turn him back. No, he will endure any trial, any disaster, and nothing will weaken him. But one who is not a true believer, one who lacks real faith, will lament over the least disappointment, and cry out against the slightest thing which mars his peace and pleasure. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá. When a man has faith, all the mountains of the world cannot turn him back. No, he will endure any trial, any disaster, and nothing will weaken him. But one who is not a true believer, one who lacks real faith, will lament over the least disappointment, and cry out against the slightest thing which mars his peace and pleasure. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá. As ye have faith, so shall your powers and blessings be. This is the balance, this is the balance, this is the balance. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá. As ye have faith, so shall your powers and blessings be. This is the balance, this is the balance, this is the balance. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá. When one is released from the prison of self, that is, indeed, freedom. For self is the greatest prison. When this release takes place, one can never be imprisoned. Unless one accepts dire vicissitudes, not with dull resignation, but with radiant acquiescence, one cannot attain this freedom. Abdu'l-Bahá. When one is released from the prison of self, that is, indeed, freedom. For self is the greatest prison. When this release takes place, one can never be imprisoned. Unless one accepts dire vicissitudes, not with dull resignation, but with radiant acquiescence, one cannot attain this freedom. Abdu'l-Bahá. The greatest divine bounty is a confident heart. When the heart is confident, all the trials of the world will be as child's play. Should they throw him into a prison, should they cast him into a black well, should they heap upon him all manner of afflictions, still his heart is content, peaceful and assured. Abdu'l-Bahá. The greatest divine bounty is a confident heart. When the heart is confident, all the trials of the world will be as child's play. Should they throw him into a prison, should they cast him into a black well, should they heap upon him all manner of afflictions, still his heart is content, peaceful and assured. Abdu'l-Bahá. Be confident in Baha'u'llah's help. His spirit will lead you, and will feed your soul with that spiritual sustenance whereby you will be able to overcome the obstacles which seem to so hopelessly beset your path. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Be confident in Baha'u'llah's help. His spirit will lead you, and will feed your soul with that spiritual sustenance whereby you will be able to overcome the obstacles which seem to so hopelessly beset your path. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The Baha'i teacher must be all confidence. Therein lies his strength and the secret of his success. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The Baha'i teacher must be all confidence. Therein lies his strength and the secret of his success. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Naturally, there will be periods of distress and difficulty, and even severe tests, but if that person turns firmly toward the divine manifestation, studies carefully his spiritual teachings and receives the blessings of the Holy Spirit, he will find that in reality these tests and difficulties have been the gifts of God to enable him to grow and develop. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Naturally, there will be periods of distress and difficulty, and even severe tests, but if that person turns firmly toward the divine manifestation, studies carefully his spiritual teachings and receives the blessings of the Holy Spirit, he will find that in reality these tests and difficulties have been the gifts of God to enable him to grow and develop. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. There is no need to fear opposition from without if the life within be sound and vigorous. Our Heavenly Father will always give us the strength to meet and overcome tests if we turn with all our hearts to Him, and difficulties if they are met in the right spirit only make us rely on God more firmly and completely. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. There is no need to fear opposition from without if the life within be sound and vigorous. Our Heavenly Father will always give us the strength to meet and overcome tests if we turn with all our hearts to Him, and difficulties if they are met in the right spirit only make us rely on God more firmly and completely. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. All humanity is disturbed and suffering and confused. We cannot expect to not be disturbed and not to suffer, but we don't have to be confused. On the contrary, confidence and assurance, hope and optimism are our prerogative. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. All humanity is disturbed and suffering and confused. We cannot expect to not be disturbed and not to suffer, but we don't have to be confused. On the contrary, confidence and assurance, hope and optimism are our prerogative. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi.